Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
That's right. This ain't water. And yes, rest in peace to the career of Ricochet for losing to Riddick Moss on Monday Night Raw last night. What the hell was that? Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman. We are here today to preview WWE Elimination Chamber 2020. We are going to run down the entire card, all the chamber matches, and go through some WWE talk. It's been a while since I've covered them, but we've got a pay-per-view coming up this Sunday, so we're going to have some things to talk about. And I want to hear from you guys. With that being said, though, if you are watching the video and you like what you hear, please do me a favor and hit that like button. It helps with the YouTube algorithms. It also helps the video be seen more, shows up in people's recommended videos. So all the help we could get, that's a great way to help out with the podcast. Also, make sure you watch the whole thing. We are trying to get our minutes watched up, so do me a favor, make sure you watch the entire video. If you catch part of it now, catch the whole thing later. Put it on a playlist and let it play through, whatever you guys got to do. And don't forget, this podcast is also in audio form. You guys can download it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast on. Just type in Everything Pro Wrestling. With that being said, let's see who we got in the chat right now. We have my man PR Nightmare Nelson in the house. Jesus De Leon saying he wants Derek. Rob said that ain't water. That's what I responded to. Prince Rockstar comes in. He says, help me carry Ricochet's casket. Terrible. PR Nightmare said, oh no, no Derek. So that means no filter Conrad then. You might tonight because I'm pretty heated about some of the stuff on Raw. But I like part of it too. So it's going to be a back and forth affair, I think. Rob, Jesus, thank you guys so much for being in here. I know some more people will be joining in as the conversations begin. And that's exactly how we're going to get down. And PG without Derek, no, it doesn't mean that. There's just times to be angry. Derek's always angry. So if that's what you guys want, I mean, you guys can find other YouTubers who are angry about everything. I try to find the positive. I'm bringing you the business aspect of this. There are ways to look at things. I get it. It was the easy answer is to be mad at the Goldberg Bray Wyatt situation. I just try to bring you guys something through a different lens. Derek's going to give you the obvious point of view. I'm bringing you a different point of view. Like, well, let's think about why they did this. How does it make business sense? Why did they do this? Because everything's about the money. All right. Elijah Washington, what's good, brother? Good to have you in here as well. We are talking the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. The build for this, first and foremost, has been very lackluster, in my opinion. Not a fan of what they've done so far with this build. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel kind of meh going into this. I know we had some match cards teased, and then it just kind of went pfft. At one point, we had an Elimination Chamber for SmackDown with Roman Reigns, Corbin, Bobby Roode, and they had a bunch of other people in there that you just knew weren't going to win. And I feel like WWE said, you know what? Let's just skip all the hoopla and say Roman's fighting Goldberg at WrestleMania. And they set it up basically with, who's next? And your boy, Roman Reigns, stepped up and said, I'm next. And I guess that's how you get title shots. I feel like it was a little bit pointless. I don't know. But we also knew the outcome. So it was a damned if you do, damned if you don't. Kind of sucked. Either way it goes. Pipe bomb tonight. Oh, you might get one. You might. You know you would love to see that, Bobby. Nah, we'll see. I might go off on something here, man. It just depends on the situation and what we're talking about. Because certain things I am not happy about, too. I guess let's start with the first match on this card. We have a no disqualification match. We have Aleister Black taking on the phenomenal AJ Styles. Now, going into this, last night on Monday Night Raw, we saw Aleister Black suffer his first pinfall loss on TV in a singles match. I believe him and Ricochet lost as a tag team. I don't believe I'm mistaken about that, but I don't think Aleister Black ever took the pinfall in those. I could be wrong, but I don't remember that. But he lost to AJ Styles after beating Karl Anderson and Luke Gallows, and then AJ came in and kind of picked the bones. We don't know if AJ's still hurt for part of the reason why that happened, but I really wasn't too upset with Aleister Black taking the loss here. You don't want to get that momentum that can't be stopped with undefeated streaks, similar to people like Asuka, Shayna Baszler. Some people want them to keep going, but eventually you keep putting them on a roll and it turns into an avalanche. There's nowhere for these guys to go. There's nothing else for them to do. And once they lose, then you just go, well, then what? That's exactly where I felt Aleister Black could have been heading if you tried to keep him undefeated for, you know, the remainder of this year. He took his loss. That's great. How do you build up this match? What do you do? Right now, AJ Styles seems to be penciled in facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania. We noticed that he crossed the hands on people going for pinfalls. We're seeing some little shades of he can't handle that he lost to The Undertaker. Undertaker and AJ Styles is a great match, I think. I don't have an issue with it. I think Undertaker needs to be in the ring with someone who can bump, who can do something in there, who can make him look good and make himself look good and provide a quality match if he had to go in there for 10 minutes. AJ Styles is the perfect person to do that with. I'm going to give you guys a little foreshadowing thing that I'd like to see as well, but I feel like The Undertaker makes his presence known here, and he one-ups AJ once again to help Aleister Black redeem himself and get the victory here, and it puts AJ Styles in a funny predicament. I would be down with that. Let's see here. Jesus said the Elimination Chamber buildup is trash. Yeah, and PR Nightmare's talking about that big-ass toy spider from yesterday with No Way Jose and Eric Rowan revealing what was in the cage, that toy spider. Oh, my God. I don't know, man. I don't know what this company's doing at some points with a lot of this stuff or what they're thinking, what's on their mind, what is the big idea with some of these feuds, but we're going to have to take care of that. Undertaker. I see. We all know Undertaker's going to Mania. Do I want Taker to lose there? No. I don't, at least. I think that The Undertaker is in a prime spot in his career to where his losses should really mean something. But I feel like The Undertaker is also towards the end of his career as well. How do we set this all up? I think that The Undertaker's final match could take place at the Survivor Series. I think you do this big Survivor Series build. Undertaker needs to be the main focus of the entire show. 30 years of The Undertaker. Remember, he debuted in 1990 as part of the Million Dollar Man's team with Brother Love as his manager. He went out there, got disqualified against Bret Hart and Dusty. I forgot. I think it was Dusty Rhodes' team, the Dream Team, with the Hart Foundation on it. And Coco Beware. Undertaker eliminated Coco Beware, made short work of him, gets counted out with Dusty. And now look, it's 30 years later, The Undertaker's in there. And I think that you build this all around him, and Taker either has that match with Sting and they both go out into the sunset, or you give Aleister Black the rub. Aleister Black could then defeat The Undertaker. And you could, and I think you could plant the seeds here in this match for it, where Aleister maybe gives him a look, and then, you know, it's just kind of a tip of the hat, and he walks away. But it sets up this big match for Survivor Series. I see it going forward. I think 30 is a nice round number. Taker goes out. How many people have lasted 30 years in the business? That's crazy to think of, man. Unbelievable. Let's see what the chat is saying here. Styles versus Black could be a good match, Jesus says. Prince Rockstar says Elimination Chamber is a pay-per-view to skip. And Jesus then responded, but they probably do the same shit on Raw again, I bet. And a lot of people are saying there's no reason to watch the Chamber. PR Nightmare says Taker finally retires. Undertaker will probably retire at a Saudi show, I bet, Jesus wrote. And Team Taker versus Team Sting or Kane so he can retire too. Not a bad idea, PR Nightmare. Actually, I kind of like that too. If it is going to be Taker versus Sting, you could kind of get the hoopla out the way and get the face off by letting other guys work around them too. that wouldn't be mad. 30 years under one company is even more impressive. You damn right, especially in today's workforce, right, Rob? Just absolutely amazing to see what The Undertaker has done in his entire career. The build-up to everything, it's been great. But like I said, for this match, I'm taking Aleister Black for the win. I don't think they beat him twice. Just my personal opinion on it. Next up, we have a title match for the United States Championship. Andrade is defending the title against Humberto Carrillo. Now, I don't know what the status is with Zelina Vega. Hopefully someone in the chat knows. Are her and Andrade still working together? Because I think a week or two ago they said Andrade was her former client. So is he not with them anymore? Or is she with him and Angel Garza? I'm so confused by the whole ordeal of what Zelina Vega is doing at this point. And as far as Andrade and Humberto, damn, dude, I don't know how to put this. I don't care. I don't know what it is. Humberto puts on really good matches, but I just don't feel the investment, I guess is the best way to put it, with him. Andrade, I'm a little more invested in because I think of his time in NXT. You watched him rise up. He was the NXT champion for a little bit, but I don't know. And Rob just put again with three question marks. So that just goes to show you he's like, F this. There's no way. It doesn't look good, man. It doesn't look good for this matchup. The U.S. title, I feel, has to stay with Andrade. You already punished the guy. He got a 30-day suspension for some wellness policy violation. We don't know what it is. I don't care to know what it is. Andrade needs to be kept strong, I think, for this title. I don't know what the WrestleMania plans are. Maybe they're going to do a four-way with Mysterio, Andrade, Humberto, and Angel Garza. I don't know. I don't know what the plans are, but I'm just going to say it now. Andrade keeps this, but they have to put a greater focus on these mid-card acts. I don't care what you want to call them. Mid-card, secondary title holders, it doesn't matter. These guys have no focus. They are just doing match after match after match after match, and there is no investment. There's no reason to care. Nothing's happening with Zelina Vega. They're just bringing people up, and I'm supposed to care about some little caddy drama. We're making the storylines in our own head, I feel like, sometimes as wrestling fans. Fuck, man. Like, we got to do something better. We can't just keep having this stagnation of the mid-card. This is why so many people are bored. I don't get it. And I guess this is the perfect opportunity, I guess, to go off about the Ricochet shit. If you guys watched Monday Night Raw, Ricochet challenged for the 24/7 title after getting no offense in a 90-second match with Brock Lesnar. Now, granted, did I think he was going to beat Brock? Hell no. But I expected Ricochet to get some offense in. This doesn't help the guy. I hope that there's a big plan in all of this and that they have an idea of what they want to do. I want to have faith, WWE. I really do. But how can you have faith when you've put on such dog shit shows for like the last 5 years? I can't. I can't have faith in that. Ricochet shouldn't have lost to Riddick Moss. I'm sorry. You could have put someone else in that spot. You could have gave that spot to No Way Jose, Zack Ryder. You could have put anyone else in that spot. And they just didn't do it. Come on. Come on. Why did Ricochet have to lose there? And supposedly the rumor was, I saw online today, that Vince was burying him. Why did you give him a title shot then in the first place? Did he let you down? Is he not eating dinner or breakfast with you at your house? Is he not part of the breakfast club? What's wrong with Ricochet? You didn't give the guy time to develop. This sounds like the same thing that happened to Cedric Alexander, in my opinion. He didn't have a chance coming out of the gate. You can't clip his feet and then say, oh, you didn't finish the race. That's exactly what they're doing to a lot of these guys. And that's exactly why I'm happy that there's more places for wrestlers to work right now. Because to me, it's bullshit that they have to deal constantly with not getting pushed, not having storylines, and nothing for them to do. This is contrary to what happens in NXT. We just get constant rolls of shit, and you just go match to match, match to match. We tease the storyline for the mid-cards, then we forget about it, match to match. We tease a match for Monday Night Raw, then we bait and switch you. and we put in someone else. It's just so tiring. Get it together, WWE. That's all that I'm asking for you to do. Let's see here what people were saying. PR Nightmare says, no one really knows with the Zelina Vega. Rob said, they said former client on the Saudi show, but she was out with both of them last night. I could see Garza and Andrade feuding soon. I could too. I think Garza's more of the babyface. Garza's got some qualities that I think could make for a great babyface. Umberto's got to win soon, or what else is the purpose to keep giving him a title shot? Jesus, it goes right back to what I just said. Let's see here. Prince Rockstar says Andrade retains. I know they wanted him champion a while, but they felt like it was not the right time, so who knows when it is for WWE. He's sniffing. Oh, whoa. Can't say that. Rob said, the company will probably get behind Garza more because he's bilingual and gets better reactions for now than Andrade. They're still looking for that next Latin star to push. Yeah, that's true, because Rey Mysterio is retiring soon. I think they like Garza a lot too, because Garza, out of all three of them, not including Rey Mysterio, out of that group that I mentioned before, Garza speaks the best English. And I guess that's a big point for Vince McMahon. For how well someone can speak the language or learn the language. So he's right there, in my opinion. Zelina and Almas should be good, Conrad. I believe also you were talking about when they got back and forth beef. Yes. Mr. Floodwater in the house. You needed Brock to destroy Ricochet. Flood, please explain more to me for why that had to happen. Because 90 seconds, bro. Why give Ricochet the match? Give us Bobby Lashley versus Lesnar then and just have a smash fest of a match. I would rather have seen that. Getting ready to be canceled. Wait, getting ready to cancel NXT with Charlotte wins that title. Yeah, so Prince Rockstar sounds like he wouldn't be happy if Charlotte wins the NXT championship. Someone just said, why is No Way Jose on TV? Vince saw that video and got pissed. PR Nightmare said he did have an offense. It just got swatted away like a fly. And then Brock only did two suplexes and an F5 to sleep. Yeah. And Becky's attire, Prince Rockstar, I saw you just write about that. I have no idea what that is. It's kind of like a weird Uma Thurman type gear. I can't explain it. She reminds me of Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. That's it. Let's move on to the next match, and before we do, it'll be sponsored by the Solo Cup, because we have new tag team champions. Called it last night on Twitter, right before the match even started. The Street Profits are the new Raw tag team champions. Brooklyn, the perfect place to do it. You could tell the hype was there, the Where's Brooklyn At? Street Profits fit in the city type environments. I don't think they're over in some of the other places where they try to do their gimmick. Seth Rollins and Murphy lost because of a miscue. There was some interference. Kevin Owens helped out. It doesn't matter. Right now, we're getting a rematch between Murphy, oh my God, Buddy Murphy, and the Monday Night Messiah, Seth Rollins, and the Street Profits. I think that we're going to see more of the same. We've seen them wrestle a couple times now. The spots are going to be the same. He's going to get caught doing the flip. He's going to get powerbombed into the barricade. I think it ends once again with a nice frog splash with a little assistance from Kevin Owens again. And I predict that the Street Profits are going to retain the tag team titles. I would really love to see like MVP manage them or put him in a position to do something like that versus what he was doing on television a few weeks ago. I think MVP would be a really good manager for them. Have someone watch their back for a little bit. But to me, the Street Profits are going to hold on to these titles until possibly AOP is ready to get them. But rock with the Street Profits right now. I don't see what they could be doing wrong with that. They seem fair. Live chat, give me your thoughts. I want to go back to Flood's point here real quick about Brock Lesnar. He said, we all knew Brock was winning. You can't have Brock struggle or come close to losing to Ricochet, and then we believe he could take Drew. I'm not asking for that, though, Flood. I'm asking for, why couldn't Ricochet just get a little bit of offense, a couple drop kicks? Why couldn't he look like, oh, man, he's trying to make some moves, and then maybe he gets caught with a move, you know? Like, make it look like the guy had a competitive chance for a second. They just swat, slam, 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 F5, you're done. No point in that. Let's see here. Prince Rockstar is taking the Street Profits for the win. I heard they could drop it at Elimination Chamber just to win it back as WrestleMania. That would be stupid as F, Jesus wrote. Rob said, why was this their last chance? Beats me. Maybe they were playing more off of Biggie song lyrics. Jesus, why are we getting a rematch? I thought no more rematch clause. Man, bruh, throw logic out the window. Just give it up. Floodwater said, Crime Time 2.0. Chill with that, B. Jesus said, no logic in WWE. Somebody thought this might set up a Ricochet heel turn. Prince Rockstar. That is the only saving grace that I can say about this. Is this a character overhaul for Ricochet? He did change his attire. Maybe they're going to try something different with him. I wouldn't be mad at that. But you have to let people know what you're trying. And maybe we're speaking too soon out of turn about this. It does happen that way. Just to be the contrarian. Maybe we're wrong. But if Ricochet's doing something different, please show us signs immediately. Let's see here. PR Nightmare said, why did Buddy Murphy join him? It was just random for me. He had a good feud with Black and then bam, joined Seth. He couldn't beat Black. And I think that was part of the reason that convinced him he needed help to join Seth Rollins. PR. And Flood said he did the same thing to John Cena before so Ricochet could take it too. Laugh out loud. Terrible. Terrible. Let's go back into this crappy build pay-per-view. We have an Intercontinental Championship match, but this is a 3-on-1 handicap match. Guys, we finally got to a SmackDown match. Braun Strowman versus Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. This is a 3-on-1 handicap match. I'm going to tell you guys something. If you don't know, I hate handicap matches. I detest these. Why? Simply because these handicap matches are freaking ridiculous, in my opinion. They basically bury either side. Usually, the team that has the advantage loses. Why? Why would they lose if they're all trained pro wrestlers and you have a man, or in this case, two-man advantage? How could you lose? Bruh, come on, man. I don't like handicap matches at all. I get it if it's against local talents, jobbers, whatever you want to call them. Fine. Understandable. But not against main attractions. Like, not Shinsuke, not Cesaro, not Sami Zayn, not someone that you would book on a pay-per-view to hope that it would draw eyes to your pay-per-view. Why would you do this? And you know what's the saddest part today? I watched Nakamura's debut on the main roster with the violin being played and fans chanting for him with his theme and everything else. They ruined Shinsuke Nakamura for me, man. He was someone who I thought could be a world champion. But no, let's give the belt to Jinder, you know? Sami Zayn, Cesaro, to me this is like the most wasted crew right here. These guys should really all mean something more. I don't know where they're going with this. In all honesty, I see Braun Strowman retaining. I would love to see at WrestleMania something set up with Daniel Bryan. I want to see Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura in any type of way. Give us that matchup. Bryan has wanted it, and I think you could push these two as legitimate technical stars. I would love it to be for the Intercontinental title, too. I think that would be awesome, but are they going to do that? Probably not. We're probably going to get Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. Really? The match that they tried to give us for year after year after year after year. But what more can you say about that? That's just exactly how they want to do things. And fine, you handle things the way you want to. It's going to be what it's going to be. I don't like handicap matches. Braun Strowman is the Intercontinental Champ. It's going to be something we have to deal with. It's what it is at this point.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group. I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups like Everything College Basketball. So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Let us get into the SmackDown Tag Team Title Elimination Chamber match. Now, this was just announced on SmackDown last week, I believe. We found out that The Miz and John Morrison, after becoming SmackDown Tag Team Champions, are going to have to defend the titles against The New Day, The Usos, Heavy Machinery, Lucha House Party, Dolph Ziggler, and Bobby Roode. Which one of these tag teams are missing? You know who. Where's The Revival? Where's The Revival? They must have not signed that contract yet, huh? I don't know, man. Not feeling it. But we have ourselves a tag team chamber to talk about, right? So, The Miz, Morrison just got the titles. I feel like that they're going to be in some type of tag team match at Mania. I really pray that The New Day, Usos, and all these guys are on the main card and not in some real shitty type of pre-show match. Like, I don't want to see that again. The Usos and New Day should never be in pre-show matches ever again. They're like captain pre-show. They put on the best matches there and they haven't been rewarded for it. Now, Miz and Morrison, I think they could set up a nice four-way here with this, maybe with like Miz, Morrison, The New Day, The Usos, and I think you could use Heavy Machinery if you want to tell a story, or you could put Ziggler and Roode in there as well. I would prefer it to be The Revival, honestly, but we all don't get what we want, right? It's like a box of cereal. They all can't be winners. In this one, I feel like it's too soon to take the belts off of Miz and Morrison when it comes to it. I'm just looking at all the teams here. I feel like at WrestleMania, we might even get a ladder match with a lot of these teams in it. And similar to WrestleMania 33, set yourself up with a four-way tag team ladder match. Put the titles up there, hang them up there, and let Kofi, Big E, and the Usos kind of carry the momentum. And you can, Miz and Morrison will be fine in there, too. Morrison will probably do some really crazy shit with the ladders. You have options here. I think Miz and Morrison retain, though. Have them hang on to them. They just won the belts. No reason for them to lose, right? CPR Nightmare brought up a good point, too, back to that Intercontinental title. He says Sheamus said that's the only title he hasn't held. That's why I think it's going to be Sheamus and Braun at WrestleMania. Somebody put repackaged Roman. We'll get to Mr. Reigns in a little, maybe. He said that on the bump. Thank you, PR Nightmare. Say no. The Revival is done, Jesus said. I heard they're not in because they keep trying to trademark stuff. let's see. I can watch Braun lose to Sheamus and him stay dominant with his old theme song. Sheamus' old theme song ain't coming back. They don't want any Jim Johnson remnants. Flood says The Revival are overrated, and then wrote Tucky. I don't see Heavy Machinery winning, man. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't think WrestleMania. I don't think WrestleMania means shit anymore. I'm kind of with you on that, PR. What's the last Mania that you were really hyped for? 30, I think, for me. I went to 33. It was fun, but 30 was the last one I felt like I was actually like, yeah, this is going to be dope. Who knows, though? You always get the WrestleMania butterflies, though, like with a day or two within the show. Hopefully we can turn up for that and have some fun. I don't want to be a complete downer of it. WrestleMania is part of your childhood and one of the reasons why we have the big show, the granddaddy of them all. But we want it to mean something again. So, like I said, give me Miz and Morrison for the win here. And for the main event, it's going to be an Elimination Chamber match. The winner will receive a shot at Becky Lynch's Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. Let's cut the easy part out. Shayna Baszler's got to be the favorite, right, everybody? I think Shayna Baszler is going to win. With that being said, though, you have Natalya in this match. You have Liv Morgan, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, Ruby Riott, and Sarah Logan all in this. Now, you've got the former Riott squad in there. They've been showing that they've kind of had their issues. They actually had Sarah Logan stand tall, but that don't mean shit when she hasn't won any matches. Liv Morgan, they've been trying to, you know, boost her a little bit. I've been impressed with some of the stuff she's been doing in the ring, though. I like that drop kick off the middle rope she did yesterday. I thought that was really good. Ruby Riott's really good. I want her to get the microphone, though. Let Ruby talk. I think it's a big mistake that they haven't really been letting her do that. In my opinion, this is gonna, you're gonna have to have one surprise elimination out of this. Maybe Sarah Logan eliminates Natalya. Liv Morgan eliminates her two friends, and then Liv Morgan gets taken out. I think it comes down to Asuka and Shayna Baszler, the two longest reigning women's NXT champions. Let these two go out there and put in that work. Tease that maybe Shayna Baszler might lose. I know nobody's going to believe it, but Shayna Baszler is a master in the cage, and I think Shayna Baszler has to figure out some way to win. And you have to show what kind of character she's going to be in this win. Is she someone who's willing to win at all costs? Are you going to have her set up as kind of like the cage fighter, similar to Rousey, that she takes people out with chokeouts and submissions? That's what makes Shayna Baszler work. That's what, at least in NXT, that's what it was. Are they willing to do that here? Or are they going to have her bite somebody's neck again? Which was kind of whatever. Maybe she uses some cheating tactics, questionable tactics. They have options. So that's your Elimination Chamber preview, gentlemen. I really don't have any other plans after this. If you guys have questions, please set them up in the chat, and we'll go through a couple of them here, and we'll get ready to head on out in a second. I want to get back into your comments here. Mr. Floodwater said WrestleMania 35 was a great show. Flood, I 100% agree. I thought WrestleMania 35 was one of the better ones. The last bad one since 30, I want to say, is 32. I did not like 32 at all. I thought the Intercontinental Championship match was kind of like the peak, the ladder match, and the Hell in a Cell with Shane and The Undertaker. Anything after that was kind of like, bleh. I didn't like it, really, for the most part. The show went on way too long. Roman and Triple H, you knew what you were getting with that. It was just kind of stupid and pointless towards the end for 32. But 35 was great. Kofi Kingston winning is going to go down as one of my favorite WrestleMania moments, I think. PR Nightmare said Rock versus Cena. That was WrestleMania 28 in Miami, I believe. That was a lot of fun. That was a good show. Very few matches can get you hyped with the build around it like that. That was a year's worth of build. Rock versus Cena was a lot of fun. The first time, I should say, because I was there the second time and not so much fun. Prince Rockstar said WrestleMania 31. They had some good stuff in there a little bit. That they had the sweet ladder match for the Intercontinental title. You got Sting versus Triple H. You had the shots with NWO and DX. Yeah, Roman versus Brock the first time when it was fresh. Different stuff in there. Not mad. They said Baszler versus Asuka next week on Raw. Who knows? They might bait and switch us again, PR. Let's see here. Rob said Baszler's gonna one-shot everyone in the shortest chamber match ever, rendering the Raw women's roster even more worthless. Damn, Rob. Prince Rock says that Rhonda's too busy playing with Pokemon. Jesus said 33 as well. I was at 33. 33 was all right. It wasn't bad. I loved the stages. I think the two WrestleManias I went to had two of the best stages. 29 and 33, really good stuff as far as the aesthetics of the arena. WrestleMania 34, I wasn't a fan. I'm with you on that, Flood. Prince Rockstar said the women's match at 32 was the match of the night. That was that was another good match. I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing that up. With when they crowned the first WWE Women's Champion again in years, with Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky Lynch in a triple threat match. Let's see here. PR Nightmare said, looking like a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles. Floodwater said, do you think Mania could be affected by the coronavirus? I don't think it will be by that time, Flood. I think everything will be passed. The question is, does it affect other countries? That I'm not sure of. If you have fans traveling from somewhere else overseas, that could affect some of the people making it over there. I don't know how the ticket sales would go as far as if they'd be able to keep their value or if they bought the insurance or whatever, but it could, but I don't think it will by then. I think this will all be said and done. I think it's exaggerated a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong for saying that, but that's just how I feel. Let's see here. Rob said WrestleMania 35 peaked with Kofi Mania and nosedived after. Yeah, you could be right about that. Josh Robinson in the house, everybody. What is going on, Josh? Good to have you in here, brother. I have not seen your announcement yet. I'm looking forward to seeing what it was, Josh. I will have to check that out. Make sure you check Josh out, though. That is his YouTube channel right there. Will Matt show up tomorrow? Matt Hardy is going to probably be in limbo for a little bit here, I think. I think Matt's going to play around and travel around and make people wonder what's he doing. But in the end, I think we're going to see him in AEW for a little bit. And from there, we'll have to just wait and see what happens. But I think Matt's is going to finally land in AEW after a little bit. Let's see. Could have went to the one in Rutherford. and PR Nightmare is yelling at Rob in the chat. So, excellent. Jesus throws up a emoji of a smiley face. Matt's not showing up until North Carolina show, Prince Rockstar said. Prince Rockstar knows, man. Sonny Bimbo, what is going on? Sonny's in the house. He says, hello, friend. Undertaker's upset about his wife being left off a list. Great women's wrestlers. Any thoughts? Michelle McCool, that's tough. I was thinking about this earlier. I don't know where she would rank in, like, top 50 greatest women's wrestlers. I liked Lay Cool. I thought her and Layla were a nice combination. Just something fun to see, but to be upset to be left off a WWE list, let's be honest, guys. Those lists are meant to create controversy. When they do their greatest decade matches or greatest WrestleMania matches or greatest Intercontinental Champions, they always have some weird order or they'll do one crazy thing because it gets people talking. People are retweeting the article. They're sending people over. It's getting traffic to their website. It's all part of the game. It's all part of the gimmick. And honestly, should Michelle McCool have been left off? Probably not. I can't really think of... I mean, you could think of quite a few who you would probably put over her. And she was in the WWE at a time where women's wrestling wasn't valued, but she was one of the few people doing it. She had the Faith Breaker, which was the Styles Clash, basically. I thought Michelle McCool was great, especially with Layla. That was her peak, in my opinion. So, interesting to see. Let me see. Good question, Sonny. I like that, actually. Connor is in the house. What's happening, Connor? Good to have you in here. Jesus said, Jericho, Sammy versus Darby Moxley should be fired tomorrow. Jesus, excellent point, my friend. Make sure you guys are back on the channel tomorrow as me, Derek, hopefully Donnie will be around. I don't know about Rob, but we will have a review of AEW Dynamite up for tomorrow. So if you guys are around, come through. Check it out. We'll be live at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right when the show goes off the air. Check back in here. I want to hear your live thoughts on Dynamite tomorrow. Let's see. Jesus said, agree, F those lists. Prince Rockstar said, Prince Puma's coming. I hope so, because Ricochet is not doing it. Rob said, McCool mistook that list as a ranked list because she obviously doesn't read details and overreacted to, as she's been known to do. Ooh, harsh. Flood put Santina Marella, laugh out loud, never again. Last time Santina came out for the Royal Rumble, there was nothing you could do but laugh. I was just like, what is this company thinking? They've tried to piss people off sometimes, I think, but Santino got to be on TV, I guess, right? Let's see. PR Nightmare says, I don't care about lists in anything anymore. Hell, they left AI off the greatest basketball players list, and Kobe was at the bottom under LeBron. Listen, bro, like I said, lists are meant to create controversy because they want to drive traffic to their websites. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you that. You got to find people who keep it real. Don't fall for the clickbait. I hate clickbait, especially on YouTube. This is why I put up straight up what my topics are about. You can come here. You know what you're getting when you come in. I hope that you guys don't feel like I ever clickbait you. It's freaking terrible, though. I hate when people do that to me. Especially like in the video game world, big video game fan. Nothing worse than getting clickbaited for video game details. And then, you know, they say that they got a little detail or information about it. And then it turns out it's just a rumor, but they think it could be true. Why'd you write it like I got news? Terrible. Let's see here. Rob asks, what do you do with Nia Jax when she comes back? Miss Nia. Nia. I think that Nia Jax is someone who I would push as a monster and a force once again. And I think Nia Jax could be set up to... The SmackDown Women's Division really needs some heat. I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I feel like anybody who's coming up, like Bianca Belair's gone as soon as WrestleMania is over, and she should be on SmackDown. And I feel maybe you put Nia Jax over there as well. Maybe Nia goes to Raw to be with them. I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I want to see what Nia's progress in the ring is, but to be perfectly honest, if I could talk today, I would have it be where Nia Jax is built up like a monster again. And this time, you do it right. Nia Jax is not bumping for people. Nia Jax is coming in with the one-hitter quitter. And I mean the literal fist that she used to knock Becky out and play off of that. That could be Becky Lynch's next feud, is Nia Jax is coming back. And then you can see if Becky can maintain her heat or not. Or if people get behind Nia. Somebody put knockout Becky again. Tegan is about to get her head knocked off by King Kota. Flood said, boo. Thanks for your honesty. I hate clickbait. All good, Sonny. But yeah, it's true. Conrad pipe bomb. I believe Brody Lee to debut at the AEW show. You're going to March 18th. Yeah, we're going to the show before Blood and Guts. Why the hell does this always happen to us in the Western New York area, you know? We want some good shows too, damn it. But I think AEW is going to deliver on that Rochester show. I'm very excited to be there. We did have it to where we could possibly miss another show that's coming up. I saw some tickets were pushed back. So I'm telling you guys now, there won't be a review live for AEW Dynamite, at least right after the show goes off the air. Maybe when we get back, we can do one. Maybe I'll just do kind of my thoughts on a Thursday. I don't know how it's going to work, but we won't have a live show, but I will have something up for you guys. I got to try to get it set up for you, but I'll have a show go up at 10 o'clock, but it won't have anything to do with AEW. Now, Ring of Honor is having War of the Worlds, so there's going to be a May show on a Wednesday that I think we may have to miss as well. I think me and the guys are planning on going to ROH War of the Worlds coming here in Buffalo, New York, so... You guys will get a review on that, and then I'll have to try to catch up on Dynamite and NXT and everything else for you guys. Maybe I could do a hybrid head-to-head review in May for you guys for that as well. Let's see here. What do you do with Archer and Brody Lee when they debut this month? Ooh, tough question, Rob. As far as Lance Archer, I think Lance Archer can come in, and I think he's older. He's in his 40s. I think you need to have this dude dominate and put himself in that world title picture right away. The next challenger, I feel like, has to be maybe him or MJF. But I don't know how fast you can get Lance Archer into that picture without deciding what you're going to do. Because I feel like MJF still has unfinished business with Cody, but MJF could challenge for the world title in between then, right? So maybe you give MJF a title shot on Dynamite, and then Lance Archer will be the one to get his title shot later on at the pay-per-view. Because him and Moxley work pretty well together, and if Tony Khan or the EVPs are impressed with the match that they saw at Wrestle Kingdom, let it happen. As far as Brody Lee goes, I don't know what to do with Brody Lee, because do you keep him as that same character he's always been, or do you go somewhere different with it? I'll let you in on a personal conversation that me and Casey have had. This goes months and months back, though. Casey always said he wanted to debut Brody Lee, aka Luke Harper, as a JBL-type character, to where I basically kind of put the Raven and WCW gimmick into this. What if we found out that Luke Harper goes back home after, you know, losing his job from WWE? He's like, yeah, I lost my job. And you find out that Luke Harper's rich. He's really a rich dude who always had everything he wanted, but he went out on a limb to try to become something that maybe he's not. And we find out that maybe he's kind of like a JBL aristocrat type cat. And he's got a lot of money, and he's just going to... And it sounds like a JBL ripoff, but you got to do something different with him, I feel. But maybe the Luke Harper character works. We have to see with him. But I would say don't be afraid to try something new. Same thing with Matt Hardy if he goes to AEW. Don't be afraid to try something new. Let's see what they can do. Hopefully they come up with something creatively different. Let's see here. AEW has had crazy low sales, I've heard. Maybe on their t-shirts. I haven't heard anything bad about their ticket sales. I mean, in smaller markets, yes, but Flood, you also have WWE blocking them from getting big arenas, so I don't know what you want them to do. Like, when you can't get Madison Square Garden, that's a problem. Why wouldn't Madison Square Garden want AEW? They sell out in Chicago and all the big cities. It doesn't make sense to me. Do it on a Thursday. I'm cool with that. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad that I have your approval for that. PR Nightmare says WWE killed Luke Harper. Brody Lee survives. Let's see here. So far, only me, you, and Donnie have committed. Sonny says a lot of promotions have low sales. Yeah, I mean, it happens. Wrestling's not booming right now as far as sales go. But me and JPQ had a conversation about this on one of his podcasts, too. A lot of people right now are kind of in this entertainment lull. I think people don't want to go unless you're going to get good seats. You know what you're getting. You know what you're getting, what you paid for. And they kind of want the shows to be a big deal. I don't think people want to go to house shows anymore where it's kind of just like, oh, yay, we got to see WWE, yay. I mean, maybe you save those for the smaller markets, because some people don't get those type of shows all the time, but I don't know. AEW's just doing television right now. And, hey, if that's working, it's working. Let's see here. PR Nightmare said, no, keep him as a lost soul character. But I feel like he works best when he has someone to play off PR Nightmare. That's my question. And who would Brody Lee play off of in AEW? Give me your answer in the chat, PR. I want to hear what you think on that. Harper is really well-spoken, too. That could work, Rob says. So Rob kind of likes that idea. Maybe you have him play like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, where he goes into both forms of the character, and you don't know what you're getting. Like I said, try stuff. Try different things. A loose and dominant heel, PR Nightmare said. Prince Rockstar, I'm rich gimmick. Ain't that Sasha's new gimmick? I don't know what the hell Sasha's doing. Sasha needs to be on TV more. That's all I know. I'm hoping that she gets a match at Mania with Bayley. Please let that be the match. we need a repeat of Brooklyn, honestly, for them to save that SmackDown women's brand. Connor says he thinks he'll be part of the Dark Order, to be honest. Ooh, Connor putting it out there. Not mad. Not mad at that. In other details, too, guys, I don't know if I told you this, but next week is technically episode 100 of the podcast. This is episode 99 that we're on right now. Next week will be episode 100. I'm debating on what we could do for it. I was thinking a big Q&A, letting people ask questions. I also have Josh's video submission. He was a runner-up in our Royal Rumble pool, and he got to pick a video for me to do. I want to have someone else on that, though, because I think it would be fun to get some other opinions on it to set up something for how to book. So, Rob, D, somebody let me know if you guys are interested in doing that. I need somebody with some knowledge of the subject, and I can explain to you in a private message what that is. Let's see here. Rob said, WWE, man, we just turned down free box seats to SmackDown this Friday. Oh, my God, Rob, why are you telling people this? I really don't have any interest in the do-nothing show. Shaking my head. Rob is telling the truth. We did turn down box seats for SmackDown. They were like $10, and we could have easily just sat in a box and watched it on Friday, but we said no. Because we just don't care at this point, you know? I know the last time NXT was here, but this was my point. That was probably the last good SmackDown show, right? still don't care about Sasha, PR Nightmare said. Rockstar said, cringy Lynch. Connor says, do a roundtable. Connor, I have a roundtable getting set up, hopefully for the end of this month as well. You should like that. I got two of them coming up, hopefully. Jesus said, Q&A. I feel old. Remember the days when wrestling was like 2.5 hours of wrestling and 30 minutes of talking? Those were the days, bro. Those were the days. Elimination Chamber, though. Let me give my quick final thoughts on this. This show needs to deliver and set up things for WrestleMania. I want to be hyped at the end of this show going into WrestleMania. I'm not planning on a super long review for this. This card is lackluster, in my opinion. And I really hope that it turns out. But I really want you guys to join me next week for episode 100. Tomorrow, we've got AEW Dynamite. We have a blockbuster tag team match with the Inner Circle's Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara taking on Darby Allin and the new AEW champion, Jon Moxley. Sure to be a good show. Make sure you guys join us at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on YouTube. If you guys got friends, tell them to subscribe to the channel. We're looking for more subscriptions here. We're doing a great job right now, though, on subscriptions, people watching, likes. My analytics are looking great, so I appreciate everybody who has been helping out, who's part of the brand, who's in the live chat. You guys are what drives everything pro wrestling. But I'll save the sappy stuff for next week for episode 100, right? Yeah, card subject to change. It needs to. It needs to, Connor. But guys, episode 100 isn't tomorrow. So here's the weird thing, PR. Before I was getting ready to end the show too, but episode 100 is going to be for these podcasts. So the Tuesday shows are the regular podcast ones that I was doing before. I just record them on YouTube now. The Dynamite reviews, all the reviews used to always be on here. So I've been counting those as bonus episodes. Starting after next week's episode, I'm just going to count them all as episodes going through. Because now everything that I put up on YouTube is getting pushed to the audio feeds too. So that way you guys could listen to it on the go if you need to, on Spotify, Apple, whatever. However you guys want to listen to it. Or you could listen to it on YouTube, interact with me. I'm trying to give people more options for what we're doing here. And like I said, I appreciate your support, man. I'm just a fan. I'm an opinionist. I'm just giving what I think of the product and what I see on the screen. That's it. I'm no expert at this. I've never taken a bump. It's nothing personal. I don't even hate the people who play these characters. I'm just giving my thoughts on it through a fan's point of view. And Jesus said, F your bills, Conrad. Shut up, Jesus. Anyway, show some respect to the Buffalo Bills, damn it. Next week, episode 100, I'm going to take a look at what we could do here. Connor mentioned a roundtable. Jesus brought up Q&A. I think Q&A might be the way to go, but I want some really good questions. So if you guys have good questions, I'll put it up in the Facebook group and on Twitter. Hit me up with some good questions throughout the week. I will be looking forward to seeing what you guys have to say. With that being said, EPW, I am out. Don't forget to check back in tomorrow for Dynamite, Sunday Elimination Chamber review. We are out. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. and have a good work week. Peace.